I wished I had had more time. I have other books I wanted to look at about the birth of this nation. Remember that the earliest people who came here from England came so that they could practice their faith the way they thought the Lord wanted them to. And that's how they got here. So it has always been a place, as it says at the foot of the Statue of Liberty, you know, bring me all your poor, bring me all your afflicted, bring them here. That's part of the spirituality of the United States, Protestant and Catholic. But we've forgotten it. We're very intent about getting rich. And that's why I thought this gospel would be good. You see, there's a saying, a Latin saying, opus justitiae pax. The work of justice is peace. Because justice, you see, sedec, is the honoring of the truth of every relationship. So when a guy comes knocking on the door here, and some of them are as phony as a $3 bill, but some are just poor. Well, to honor the truth of that relationship, I should give him something. I have some money. He doesn't. He should be working. Yes, sure he should. But maybe if I give him this and pray with him for a minute, his heart will be changed, and he'll go look for a job. Right now, there's lots of guys looking for jobs who can't find them. In other words, I think I've said this once before in public, but when I lived alone in a hermitage, very frequently, the Lord brought all the poor there, or lots of them anyway. Well, I didn't have anything. I was fasting, and I was in a hermitage, but I could pray for them. Pray for them. And show it from my heart, at least, the compassion of the Lord for all those who are poor. And that is very, very important for us. We can get comfortable and forget about the uncomfortable. I don't know if many of you know this, but years and years ago, Edie DeFatto wanted us to go up to New York and adopt a whole boatload of Vietnamese orphans that just came in. Now, the reasonable people sort of talked her out of it. Would have been a good idea. And I think the Lord would have blessed us. And we probably wouldn't be split today. Because we would have had other things to think about our, besides ourselves. So, this day, which is filled with prayer, right? I mean, you hear it spoken about. I think it's more than usual. People are saying we have to pray. You know, we have a very noble ideal expressed in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution. We can't really live it without the energy and the power that come from the grace of Christ. We just can't do it. And so, some of you already said you saw this thing from last night, right? Bill Ayers thing. Why could those people find a following? Because there was great injustice in this country. Now, their solution was to kill all the people practicing injustice. Then they should have started with themselves. But In other words, I just think this year we can think hard about, you know, the blessings. Blessings are the poor in spirit. What does that mean? It means knowing you're so poor, right down to the roots of your being. You want some examples of poor in spirit? Saint Therese, Saint Francis, people like that. They're poor, and they look to God for everything. Now that's scary, but you know, that's the route toward transforming union. The grace of transforming union is what? It's an heroic act of hope. I give up. I don't have anything. I cannot get across the street, much less save myself. And that's been so burned into me that I make this act of hope like Jesus did. And then I'm apt to be transformed and become in the likeness of Christ because I've given up being rich, safe. And that's the heart of this list of blessings, the Beatitudes that I just read out. It's funny. You know, as a priest, you know, I walk around a lot, and not only in this country. And people run up and give me stuff. And they're always poor. You know, oh, Father, take the, I don't need, take it. You know, they could have used it more than I, but I would insult them. When I lived in Rome, or when I was a long time in India, I mean, poor, poor. So I made up my mind. I wasn't going to say no, but I couldn't satisfy everybody because I don't own the U.S. Treasury. So I always had small coins in my pocket so I could give them something and then say, pray for me. You have to give me an alms too. Because you see, the greatest poverty is the lack of dignity. That's the greatest poverty. And when we live in an environment where big shots are measured by money and power, most people are little shots. And the really poor feel that they're worth nothing. Nothing. And that's why, you see, it's important. They knock at the door all day. Well, I can't feed the whole darn county. But at least I can talk to them and give them something. Well, they're just looking for a handout. Of course they are. Well, are some of them crooks? Probably. Am I a crook? Yes. And feed them. Help them. I just felt, as I was getting these readings ready, especially after you see that the violent way to do it and the self-righteous way to do it is to start a revolution, like Bill Ayers, you know, killing people and being, you know, self-satisfied. What right do I have to kill anybody? I don't. That life belongs to God. We can't go around administering justice unless we want to start with ourselves. And so, as we go through this day, you know, celebrating our independence, which was a triumph, you know. But one of the main things they wanted that independence for was to practice their religion. Most of the refugees from England were like Puritans and people like that who were being thrown out of England. And so that's why in the beginning there was a deeper sense in this country of help for the poor. The first Thanksgiving, the pilgrims invited all the Indians. Remember that? Rejoice with us in God's blessings. Well, how do we do that? I think we pray. We pray for intelligence so we know what to do and for courage to do it. Care. And then, see, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. You see, we're going to start our own nation. Now, until recently, we haven't done badly. Chesterton used to say, the United States is a nation with the soul of a church. And that was mostly true of the middle part of the country, where there were a lot of devout Protestants. Now, they're not always sharp on this issue, especially the prosperity gospel people. But we should be. I mean, what did our Lord just say? Blessed are the poor. If you want to get blessed, then you've got to get on the other side of the tracks. Somehow. Now, you see, that's why Matthew adds, blessed are the poor in spirit, which means what? Blessed are the poor down to the very root of their being. They know they're broke. They know they have nothing. You can be a king and know that. And then you won't spend your time in amusements, but in trying to administer justice. You know, it was the Queen of France, Blanche, I think her name was, Monsieur Vincent was dying. Vincent de Paul, who was a great example of what I'm trying to say. Huh? And the Queen was there when he was dying, and she said, Monsieur Vincent, if you had your life to do over again, what would you do? And know what he said? More. More. And another time, he gave the habit to a young girl, became a nun, and her name was Miriam. And he said, Sir Miriam, always keep that smile so the poor can forgive you for what you give them. How come I'm giving it to you instead of you giving it to me? That's God's mysterious providence. Right? So, I could go on and on, but I'm not going to, I promise. I won't go on and on. But you see, I think as a rather wealthy group, we do have to think, what is our obligation to care for the poor? Not to get rid of guilt, not to look like we're doing something and you aren't. That'll take us to hell. But to care. And then find ways to guard the dignity of others and help them. And that's the homily.